time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yeah, we back. We are back. Legends of the Fall. October, deep into October, Scorpio season has arrived. Shit is real.
Almost, I guess.
You know what I mean? Yeah, oh, today.
About a day. Today. About a day. Yeah.
Yeah, we here. We in the midst. You know what I mean? Salute. Yeah, man. I'm chilling, man. How about yourself? How you feeling?
Man, everything good. Everything good, man. You know.
Yeah.
Feeling good, you know what I'm saying? Enjoying the world. The weather's been great, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I'm feeling all right, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's good. Shit, no, celebrate. It was my wife's birthday yesterday, so you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Celebrated that. Shout out to Felicia. It was her birthday the day before my wife.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So shit, it's been a celebratory Libra season. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I celebrated with a Libra. Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
But all that's over now.
Nah, I'm bugging. But you know, salute. That was a good time. It was a good time. Celebrations. Yeah. Cue the cool in the gang.
It was Clark. It was Clark homecoming this week.
I know. I missed it. I was actually here and then in D.C., as I said, celebrating, but I was in D.C. on Sunday. I caught a sample, like a little piece of Howard Homecoming. You know what I'm saying? I didn't feel guilty. I didn't feel like I was cheating on Clark. You know what I mean? Because I didn't come down there for that. But I'd actually wound up at a little day party, and I got like a little taste of HBCU homecoming. You know, it's been a minute since I've been to a homecoming in general. I haven't been to, last time I went to Clark's homecoming. It's been, well, at least before the pandemic. I'm definitely in there next year because that's going to be a pivotal year. But it's just like, it's one of those, because I've been to, you know, back in the day doing the Yard Fest tour, I've been to various homecomings, various black college homecomings. So I've learned how to, you know, like I've been to different campuses and seen how they do it. And then also seen the commonality in the energy, you know what I mean? So it just felt good to be around some of that homecoming energy. Even if it was just a little dose, that shit was like, it's something that is very singular. It's like a drug. It's like, you know that high when you get it. You're like, nah, nigga, it's that homecoming shit. It feel good. Even if I ain't go here, I could feel it in the air. I could feel the DJ playing certain records that ring off at like black college homecomings and shit. Shit that I ain't heard in a minute. I was telling you before we cracked the mic, they play Ain't I. You know, the old Young Dro. Young Dro, Young L.A., and then the remix with T.I., they had that shit rocking. And, you know, it's one of those records. I ain't heard that shit in a minute. And I said, that shit hit my shoulders. You know what I'm saying? I was feeling that shit. And I started thinking about the run Dro had, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, that, you know, Shoulder Lean. You know what I mean? FDB, you know, some of his other shit. But, you know, then I just started getting it. So I started putting a few of those on a little playlist. And then it got me into a larger conversation. I started just thinking about people's runs. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Some people might have had a run maybe 3-4 records. Some people might have had a run 3-4 decades. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Maybe not 4 decades. I mean, LL out here, but you know, I'm talking about a, you know. And then I was just thinking about it, but the run, the spirit and energy of the run is something, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's something, especially when it's like, if I'm looking at it on a music level, just when I play that little playlist of records, it brings me right back to when the impact was. Mm-hmm. And you remember how it was during this time and the ascension and, you know, the everything that was around it, whether it was events or videos or whatever, just, you know, roll out shenanigans, whatever. It was just like, oh, yeah, it just, it becomes crystal clear. Mm-hmm. Then, I was listening to something. I don't know where, what made me get into the mindset of, you know, I'm everywhere. You ain't never there. You know, that was the, I don't know if that was Cam or somebody, whoever said, I mean, Jay might have said, I just remember that became one of them little catchphrases everybody was adopting. You know, and the shit really felt good if you was everywhere. Like, if you was really outside, you was moving around, you know, and then that shit made me think about old personal runs. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, as a person, you got your, you might have a few years or, you know, that you kind of like, oh, man, I remember that year. That was a, wow, that was a good one. And then sometimes if you, maybe you're not on the run at the time, you might have to summon some of that energy from that past run to inspire a new run. You know, and like, and sometimes maybe in the midst of a run, you may not be, I don't want to say you're not conscious of it, because you know when the momentum is flowing, but maybe you're not enjoying it as much as you can. I remember Patrice O'Neal, he had this analogy about the industry and doing well in like comedy or whatever. And he was like, you know, sometimes you're doing well, you go through the whole, you go on the roller coaster, take you for a roller coaster ride, and you go up, and you're going up, and then you come down, and you're so excited, and the roller coaster looks so fun, you put your hands up, and then, you know, all your money fly out your pocket, and then you're back down, and you're like, oh, shit, and then hopefully you get to go up again, and this time you're going down the shit, this time you got your hands all in your pockets, but then you don't really get to enjoy, you know what I mean, the fall or whatever the fuck. It was just, and I might be butchering the analogy, but it was just interesting, just, you know, all of that, I guess, all kind of just settles at the just the act of being present, you know, in any part of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just being present. Like, I'm really on some trying to be, you're not trying to be, but be present, because everything else is, it's either over or it's not guaranteed. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like really just sulking about what had happened, that's almost like a depression. And then if you, like, you know, fucked up about what could happen, that's the anxiety of it all. And either way, either you're going to get through it or you're not. You know what I'm saying? And that's just life. It's just getting through whatever's coming to you. So whatever it is in that moment, in that present moment, whether it's good or it's bad, if you're present for it, you know, you'll get everything you need out of that. You'll get the information. You'll be hopefully a little bit more in tune, especially the more present you are. You know what I mean? As opposed to, you know, like avoiding or numbing or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people that when shit gets kind of crazy, it's hard to deal with. So you cope however you cope. You know what I mean? And that could kind of numb you up out of there. And you don't even realize what you know, experiencing. But anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you talk about a personal run, you know what I'm saying? It's different than a celebrity run, because, you know what I'm saying, you see that, you wake up and see their emotion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when it comes to, and even in theirs, because a run is a series of things linked together to make it all go, right? So in a personal run, it might feel like you dry, but you're actually catching some motion, right? And then that motion, you got to make a decision at a certain point. Are you going to ride this till the wheels just fall off? Or are you going to recreate some shit and readjust some shit to keep it going or to make it go up a little bit? You know what I'm saying? And that process of rebuilding, branding, rejiggering, shifting doesn't feel like a run. You know what I'm saying? But as long as your work is still speaking at the time, and you still doing things at the time, and you could always mention the shit that you doing and working on at the time, you still in the middle of it, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of times I would get down on myself if it ain't popping how I wanted to be popping, but you be working on the shit that you, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, I'm doing this. I'm like, oh, shit, that's going to help you get to the next shit. So it's like when you're looking at your own, it don't feel like a run as much as it might look like on the outside. You know what I'm saying? But the trick of it all is to continue smashing the gas, doing what adjustments you need to do to get yourself in a continuance of a motherfucking wind cycle. Get some wind under your wings and just be flying through this bitch. You know what I'm saying? So, like now, I feel like it's a lull because I'm at one place. You know what I'm saying? How do I magnify and keep it going? But you're doing good shit. You know what I'm saying? And you continue to do shit and you haven't not done good shit in quite some time. Now, how do you take it to the next place? How do you get to the place that you want to be in? And how do you get to be happy with who you are at the present moment, at in the present time?
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, just keep going.
So yeah. When y'all hear, when I'm on here and I'm like back in the day, I would be like, shit, I'm just rebranding, I'm redoing something. I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm always like every six months or every, you know what I'm saying, 3 months, you checking in to test where you at. You know what I'm saying? Am I in the right place? Am I going in the right direction? You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you can't see it when you and it's on you. You just got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to work through it yourself. And it's, you know, and it's not a bad thing to check in with yourself and to check in if you still on path, you on the direction you want to go in, how you want to do that shit. So that's what I think of it.
Yeah, I agree with that. Definitely check in. Definitely check in, and you know, yeah, to your point, you may not see it all when you're in the midst. What they say, you can't see the forest for the trees. If you were in that shit, and you know, as long as you're saying you're keeping it going, mashing that gas, you'll get to where you need to go to, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, yeah, that's it. That's how I'm feeling though, man. I'm chilling. I'm doing good, man. You know what I mean. Scorpio season's here, so I guess, you know, I'm getting reflective, you know what I mean? Birthday coming, you know what I mean? I start looking at everything, doing a little self-audit, that type of shit, you know what I mean? Get introspective, start, you know what I mean? Just, yeah, mm-hmm. Just looking at what's what. So that's what's up.
Yeah, man. Shit, me too.
Yeah.
So it's all a trip with me because, you know, can't do it how I used to do it as far as being able to see and working through the problems. You just got to go. It's just go. And if you get hit in the head, you're getting hit in the head, but you got to go. Ain't no more reflecting and tossing over ideas and all that shit. It ain't that no more. You know what I'm saying? That's glorified procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
Shit, you know what I mean? Stop worrying about all these, you know what I mean? Do I got the newest, flyest, freshest idea, or do I got a good idea? You know what I mean? Don't let be, you know what I mean? Don't let great be the motherfucking enemy of good, you know what I mean? Shit, do good. Shit.
Right.
And do it great. And take it from there. You can go to the next shit, because it's like I say a lot of times, when people are trying to do something, a lot of times they holding out for the thing, the big thing, you know what I'm saying? And they forget that it's a lot of little things that get you to the big things, or a lot of little things that help you survive the big things. Because if you understand, the big things take longer to pay. They take longer to produce. You know what I'm saying? It's a longer process. And if you find yourself with the big thing and no money, it's going to be fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Because then you're going to have to wait on your money from the big thing because that shit don't pay for, you know what I'm saying, 60, 90, whatever, however long the project is. But if you got motion of a lot of things, or, you know what I'm saying, a steady flow of things, then you, the big things don't hurt you that well, that bad, because you got enough to sustain yourself.
You mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of times people don't want to, they just want to jump to it. But I always say work begets work. When you're doing the work, more work going to follow you. You know what I'm saying? If you're operating from a plan, then, you know what I'm saying, you're moving in the direction of that thing that you're talking about while you're doing these things. These are small things in that path that, boom, you look up, you'll be on the big thing. You won't even know it. Like, God damn, this is a big thing. But you're so busy just doing it that you ain't tripping.
Right. Right. Yeah. And mommy back in the day used to say daily bread. Yeah, similar to, you know. Speaking of bread, I wish they sold just slices. You know what I mean?
Just a slice?
Just like, you know how they got Lucy's, getting a couple cigarettes at a time, you don't need a whole pack. There be times when I'm eating and I just want a couple slices of bread just to go with this fish. You know what I mean? Or, you know, just, but I don't want to buy a whole, because when I go buy a whole loaf of bread, either that shit's going to go bad or I'm going to body a whole loaf of bread. Then I'm going to feel terrible because, you know what I mean? I don't like to indulge crazy on just you know what I mean? Like, but I'll figure it out.
You can get that.
Single
bodega,
slices?
Bodega life, man. Bodega with the deli that makes sandwiches and shit?
Uh-huh. Say, yo, let me get four.
I just need some bread. I need four slices of bread.
Okay, let me go tap in with my bodega and see if
they do that. Like that, them kind of delis that got that make the sandwiches and all that shit. Yeah.
Right.
You go there, buy you one boiled egg, you know what I'm saying? Two pieces of bread.
I do remember buying just eggs, single eggs every so often from the corner store, but I don't really bought like a loose slice of bread. I might have to explore that.
Yeah, try the ones that make the sandwiches, like not in the regular one now. They ain't going to just bust open a pack of bread for you.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to check into that because, every so often, like, I got some chicken right now that I want to set this shit off. Couple pieces of white bread, just set this shit all the way off.
Man. Yeah, you could do that shit. I mean, New York bodega, man, you could pull it off.
That is true. I'm gonna go tap in. Get me a few seats. See if they talk about this. Hopefully they will.
I need a pie. I need about four slices of that white bread. You know,
we don't do that, sir. Oh, hell nah. Hell nah.
You just snatch the loaf and run.
Poof. Fuck out of here.
You're like, Damien, you'll be back tomorrow.
Bring that bread with you.
You
ever want to access it? Yeah.
I know you live right there at 235, motherfucker.
Hilarious. This nigga here. The bread snatcher, they put your face on the shit. They got your photo. You running out with the bread on the fucking wall, the wall of shame with everybody else.
Oh, shit, man.
Anyway,
so it's about to be Halloween up in New York City.
Yeah, well, shit, everywhere. Y'all celebrate that down there in Atlanta too, you know. Yeah, it's about to be Halloween. You doing anything for Halloween? Last time you did something for Halloween?
Nah, man, with the kids, Fort Greene trick or treating. Fort Greene had the best trick or treating. Not Fort Greene, but Cobble Hill. Cobble Hill had the best.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get the good full-size candy bars and all that shit.
Some good action out there on a trick-or-treating tip for the kids. Mm-hmm. But I haven't done nothing since then. We're having a Halloween thing in the studio. It won't be on Halloween, but you know what I'm saying? It'll be somewhere, I think, later this week. People dress up, costume contests, all that type of shit.
Okay. You dressing up?
No, I don't have an idea. You know what I'm saying? I can't see it. It's funny, man, because you be telling people you can't see, like, future visions and shit.
Right.
And people don't really understand that shit.
Right.
So you be like, man, I ain't doing that shit because I can't see it. They be like, nigga, what is you talking about? You know what
I
mean?
Right, yeah.
It's like you had to re-explain that shit over and over and over. I mean, you could do it. I could go look at some pictures if I really wanted to and try to figure some shit out, but it's just, it make you feel illiterate. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It's like not knowing how to read, and then motherfucker wants you to go to the library with him and shit. You be like, nigga, man,
I don't do this shit. Yeah,
I could go pick up some shit and just scroll through. You know what I mean? Go to the periodicals and look at some pictures and shit. But whoo, you know. So it's it's kind of like that, and it's, you know, it's internally embarrassing. You know what I'm saying? It's not embarrassing outwardly because nobody knows, but internally, it feels like I hate this. But you gotta through it. But go ahead.
What's the sensation like when you trying to like envision, like visualize,
like a black screen, what? Like nothing.
Really, really.
You know what I'm saying?
But
like if it's something that you already know, you might be able to, you know, conjure up some pictures, but you can't swoop them around, put them together, and come up with a new one.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And that's been the cornerstone of my thought process.
Right.
Since a kid. Like, I thought that's how everybody thought. Right. But then you start to realize that, wow, everybody probably don't. And I don't right now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, shit. So this, oh. This is, oh, wow. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, you try. I mean, you could base shit off of past shit, you know what I'm saying? Or you could put shit together without even seeing it beforehand, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. the trip shit is, right, wake up in the morning, what I'm going to wear today.
Right.
Like usually, you know what I'm saying, you have some pictures of shit you own, but put this with that, Nigga, when you wake up and that shit a black ass screen, like, shit. Start looking at shit, you know what I mean? And eventually you'll get it together. But in this era, I do the same shit over and over and over. You know what I'm saying?
And even with that, you have to see it. Prior to you putting it on, like you could
know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, once you got the routine of what you got and the shit that's in your rotation, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I do this and that. You know what I mean? Like, Groundimals, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? All that shit. You know what I'm saying? Go together.
Like, who?
You remember Groundimals?
I heard of that. That's like some kid shit, right? I've heard of that.
Yeah, Groundimals is like little polos for kids, but they got different animals and shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? If you got this particular animal, that shit gonna match with, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna match. Like, if you got two foxes, nigga, that shit go, you know what I mean?
Oh, I didn't know it worked like that.
It's something like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I just know Groundimals is just, you just matchy match shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, your parents ain't gotta think that hard. Whoop, bing, bing, bing. Okay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's what you try to put yourself in a position. Especially when it comes to, like, something as trivial as clothes. Like, shit, you need that shit to be easy. You know what I mean? Making a hard-ass, illiterate-ass decision on clothes. You're just like, man, fuck. You know?
Yeah. A lot of people do that now, too. Like, you know, it's become fashionable. But, you know, like, I want to say, was it Bill Gates or Steve Jobs, one of them. You know, they got uniforms, even like Barack. You know what I'm saying? Like, it became this thing. I seen Pharrell was talking about it. He'll wear the same thing for 6 to 8 months straight or whatever. Even though I don't think that's true. I think he said the same silhouette because they tried to show it. This nigga's wearing different outfits every day. I'm like, what are you talking about? but some people do that. You know, like Louis C.K. would always wear like a black tee and whatever when he performed. So it's just, you don't have to even... Like you said, you don't even have to waste any brain power on trying to put some shit together. It's like, you know what? I'll use this shit to I'll use this and dedicate this brain power to something else that'll yield me more or whatever. But are there any type of exercises you could do to maybe get that back? Or is you think it is what it is?
If it is, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? They got little shit they give you. But it's not built for the way that I think. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so, like, excuse me. It's more so like the shit they had me doing. I forget what it's called, some kind of tree. And then it's like just taking like a bubble tree, like just taking an idea. So, like, hey, I want to cook dinner. You know what I'm saying? And then you make your bubble tree dinner, right? You know what I'm saying? And then you make a line off of it, create another bubble. I need meat, another one that say vegetables, one that says starches or whatever. And then you go to each one, okay, starches, whatever. I could do potatoes or I could do this. You know what I'm saying? Meat, mm-hmm. I could do chicken or I could do steak. You know what I'm saying? Vegetables, right. I could do kale or something like that, right? And then you build it like that. But that don't feel as authentic as, you know, what I was doing in my head. You know what I'm saying? Just like with the pictures, you know? And this is just the rudimentary version of it, because the picture shit goes beyond to a place where you're creating shit. You know what I'm saying? And you create shit that don't necessarily exist all the way yet. You know what I'm saying? In the manner that you're trying to do it. So the pictures become very important, so that when you're going through it, you got this mental picture of what it is that you're going to and how it's going to work and how people are going to accept it. And you know what I'm saying? You just move. You don't care what kind of storms is coming your way. You're just going through because you got this picture that you're mm-hmm. going towards. When you don't have that picture, nigga, you just going. You know what I mean? Right. And you just going, and then when a fucking storm come, you like, God damn, how the fuck long I'm gonna be out here? It's like, you know what I'm saying, nigga riding GPS, no GPS in the desert. You know what I'm saying? Like, God damn, nigga, I got a quarter tank, nigga. This shit gonna have to end soon. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it feels like that in your everyday, you know what I mean? When it comes to a lot of things. But the beauty of it is, once you get used to it and figure out you just got to go, it is what it is at that point. And if I can master that, maybe I can master something new. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it helped me become something new. If I master, you know what I'm saying, working without the tools that I've been used to as a crutch. Now I got to go with just faith with no motherfucking pictures. And all the books that you listen to, it's like, yeah, create a mental image of the thing that you're looking for. But you ain't got no mental image, nigga. You just got to go with the thing you feel. You know what I'm saying? Some shit you said. Which is a very weird-ass place to be. You know what I'm saying? I know it don't sound weird, but it's crazy as fuck. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, you go out here. You know what I'm saying? But you don't know none of the words and shit. But you just got to go out here and make shit happen. Mm-hmm. You know? So that's what it is. But I'm at the place now where I'm fully embracing it and mm-hmm. trying to figure out what is the next iteration of myself. Right. You know what I'm saying? And how do I grow with this next iteration? So it gets to be exciting. It was scary at first. It was, you know what I'm saying, frightening even. But then it becomes exciting. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you still got to go. And I can't fucking sit and still. So I'm going to have to go. And either I'm going to enjoy this shit or I'm going to let this shit kill me. So I ain't going to do that. So I'm going to try to enjoy this shit.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I would say it's an easy choice, but yeah, it's tough. I'm sure, it's, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Easy choice is to fucking sulk and pity yourself.
Fold up, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You lay down like, oh man, why me? You know what I'm saying? Why? Oh, right, shit, right. Nigga. But,
yeah, that's true.
Shit. Nigga, God told me, nigga, you done shit. I done gave you a lot of shit, nigga. Choose one of them. But right. You around this motherfucker crying about some new shit that you, you know what I'm saying, that you just going to come up with and just come up with it. Nah, do some of that shit you already done came up with.
Go to that shelf.
Nigga.
Damn.
That'd be hard when mother God be like, nigga. He's like, God damn, you ain't had to go that hard on me. Yeah.
Literally. Right, jeez. Literally.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. But I was laying in the hospital bed. That's exactly how I heard it, nigga. Like, ah, shit. You know? So now, you know, I'm just at that point where you feel certain things, and then you move on to feeling. You know, I was listening to this shit. I be listening to my metaphysical shit in the mornings, right, when I drive in, I just figure out a pod or a fucking audio book or something on some wild-ass cognitive mental shit, right? Mm-hmm. And today I was listening to about the pineal gland and, you know, saying how, you know, they was talking about the build of it and you know, how it conducts through electricity and you know, it's somehow they believe is the link to connecting to, you know, universal things, you know what I'm saying, out in the universe. It's like a cell phone receiver transmitter to talk to the universe. And, you know, it's a wild-ass concept. And then you try to figure out, well, how the fuck they figured that out? And they was talking about people from thousands of years ago was had these concepts of how that shit worked. And, you know, that shit is good shit to be thinking about, especially when you in this situation. It's like, maybe I use my pineal gland to motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, get my messages out and to get receive them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But then you got to learn how to do that. You know what I mean? And, you know, I've toyed with the idea, but it never has been that important to now. You know what I'm saying? And one of the things that I've seen, like, during the pandemic, you know, it's like people who operate from that point of view, I can't say it's the pineal gland, but, you know what I'm saying, from what they describe as what the pineal gland do, they had a tough time in the pandemic. Because a lot of
they had
shit,
a tough time.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of them had a tough time because, in order to just my own unfucking educated, my own uneducated, yeah, my own shit. It's like when your pineal gland is popping and it's glowing and shit. You know what I'm saying? Only real way for you to know that it's glowing and doing what it's supposed to do is if other people around. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know how you walk in a crowd and you can feel everybody like, oh, he fresh. You know what I'm saying? And you feel that shit. You feel the world looking back at you like a mirror. You know what I'm saying? When you don't have that mirror, you just in the fucking house on the fucking Zoom. You don't have that mirror of, is this shit really working? Or is it just, you know what I'm saying, I'm doing some good shit for the internet. You know what I mean? And then the people who are used to being outside doing that shit, they kind of took that, the pandemic, this is my own private little anecdotal study, they took that pandemic a little harder than those who hadn't used it like that. And so you start to notice, okay, there's two different things going on. You know what I'm saying? There's a real world outside thing, and then there's a fucking computer thing. And, you know what I'm saying, a lot of times it's hard for people to get that motion on that computer. You know what I'm saying? Because that takes a whole another kind of skill and a whole another thing. So I'm just trying to take the shit that I know and turn that shit into something. And I know that my little pineal gland work. I know that. I just don't know how it works. And that is my next mission, is to learn how to use it, utilize it for, you know what I'm saying, motion.
All I can hear is, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. I'm just thinking your pineal gland, just trying to cut your way through the darkness.
Yeah,
you got to do it. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You hear shit like that, you don't really know. When motherfuckers be like, oh, you shining. That's not just a fucking statement. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not a figurative statement.
Right. But let me ask you this. You don't think people know they shining until somebody tell them they shining? Like, do you think, because pineal gland to me, right? Like, that's the third eye, right? Or some people call it, right? So it's like that other world, like that awareness. You can see. You a seer, right? I would imagine, I mean, not to challenge your theory, your study, you know what I mean? I know you did the time.
I mean,
but
that's what it's called, to be challenged.
That's what it is, trial and error, peer review. I would imagine if you got a third eye, you don't even need no mirrors, because you going off of pure feel. The soul is, you just tapped in. You like, nigga, I know how this shit look before I even look at it. Right. I just feel how the shit look.
But
you know what I'm saying?
In this world, though, like, you could do that shit. You could be at home doing that shit. You could be out in the cosmos, nigga.
And then, in the house, in the cosmos.
Yeah, but then you go outside, and nigga be like, motherfucker,
get out the way. You know what I'm saying? It's not having the same effect on the world. So I'm not sure where the difference lies. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure what it, what, you know what I mean? If you popping at home and you not popping outside, is it still not your pioneer? I'm not saying that because I don't know. I'm just saying how you do know that it's working is when you see the motherfuckers like, oh, shit. And you like, what y'all talking about? You know what I'm saying? I don't know, but shit, nigga, you glowing. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, shit, I'm glowing? I didn't even know it. You know what I'm saying? Unless you was home in the dark and you could see that shit. But you don't know until you fucking affect the world. And the world gives it to you back. Like, even if you at home, you might be able to tap in. You might be able to tap into your ancestors or some shit. Talk to your DNA. I don't know. But all that shit is some shit. You know what I'm saying? All that shit is some shit that, for me, feels like some exploratory shit to explore, because I'm interested in that. Because motherfucking white people will tell you, yes, trauma can be
passed on
through your DNA. Right. I'm like, well, if that's true, good shit could be passed on through your DNA. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All shit probably could. Damn, that's crazy. We all got DNA. What the fuck's in it? All kind of shit. You know what I mean? But they'll tell you, oh, yeah, your trauma. Yeah, yeah, pick up on your trauma, nigga. Yeah, yeah, go work with your trauma.
Those are the same white people to be like, why do you still talk about slavery? It was so long ago.
Right.
Yeah, that shit was, nigga, that shit has been passed down. Nigga, what you talking about? I still feel these, the lashes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got that, though, but we got some good shit in there, too. You know what I'm saying? Of course. It's some good shit. It's the shit that make us still get up. No matter
the
what.
Drum.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, it's worth exploring.
That's true. Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm on the DNA and the pineal gland this particular week.
Okay. There you go. There you go. All right. That's what's up. I don't know what I'm on this week. I'm just, like I said, trying to be present. That's where I'm at with it. I'm out here on my present day. My Tuesday. Today is Tuesday. I'm on my Tuesday. When y'all hear this, it'll be Wednesday. And when you hear this on Wednesday, hopefully on Wednesday when it drop, I'll be on my Wednesday shit. You know what I mean? Get on that Wednesday shit with me. I'm trying to think what else is going on in life.
Nah.
Funny, man. What's up? What you about to say?
I was about to say life is life, and so go ahead and life.
Life is life, and every time I be cracking this mic, I'm like, what the fuck? I don't even, you know, what you talking about. You know, it's real. It's real. But I just said, no, I'm not going to let it stop me. Like we said, nigga, you got to just keep going. Fuck it. It is what it is. I don't know. I don't know, man.
Nigga, it's a lot going on, nigga. A lot going on.
You know, I've been a lot going on. I tell you this. This, you know, as some people will say, this is very low vibrational. But let me preface all of this by saying I've been eating not crazy bullshit, but I just been eating some shit. I'm kind of trying to chill a little bit, right? Nothing. I've been mindful about not eating the craziest shit. You know what I'm saying? But I've been having some curiosity plates. I have definitely, I will report back since, I don't know if it was last week or the week before last. It was the week before last when I talked about that bacon, egg, and cheese with cream cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I took it upon myself to go ahead and try that shit. I made one for myself. And that shit ain't even bad. That shit is not bad. I will tell you this. It's not bad at all. It's pretty good. I tell you this too. You don't really taste the cream cheese. You taste it, but the cream cheese, it's like any other, it's like cheese, whatever, oil, whatever. It kind of, it melds within everything else that's going on with the sandwich. It's not distracting. It kind of works as a medley. You know what I mean? It's subtle a little bit. Maybe if I had some scallion cream cheese or something like that, maybe it'd be a little bit more pronounced, but it was chill. It's just an extra layer of some shit. I don't need to keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? But it was something that I did. I was like, I ain't bet. done, check that. I've been doing a lot of like curiosity plates. You know what I'm saying? Shit just like, let me try that shit. I seen it or I want it. Let me go ahead and try it. That's what I'm saying, where I need to kind of slow down. And this is still part of my preface. But I will also say this. Since I bought the cream cheese, I don't really eat a whole lot of bagels, but I had some cream cheese. And, you know, I bought it for that one little thing when I got cream cheese.
Wait. So you bought the bagel without the cream cheese? And you put it on yourself?
I did an at-home bacon, egg, and cheese.
Oh.
I didn't go to the corner. I didn't go to the bodega and do it like that. I was just like, shit, I got bacon, eggs at the house.
You did a safe survey.
I did a safe survey.
You ain't standing out there with your chest. Hey, I need a bacon, egg, and cheese with sour cream on that motherfucker.
Exactly. I ain't leave myself open to ock judgment. Like, what? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So it wasn't, boom. I did that shit with crab. When I went out to my good bagel spot, got me a good ass bagel. Like all my shit, it was artisanal as fuck. I'm be honest with you, I had good ingredients for sure. So, I had the fucking cream cheese left. So then I was just like, well, I'm gonna do all this cream cheese. I still got it left. You know, that's how it is. It's almost like back to the loose bread. You know, I live alone, so I don't need everything. You know what I'm saying? I don't need a whole lot of everything. A lot of that shit will go to waste. So just like I get a loose couple slices. Hey, yo, let me get a schmear. Let me get a schmear and put that shit in a little plastic to-go thing. Give me enough for like two sandwiches. Anyway, so I got a whole block of cream cheese at the house. Mm-hmm. And I don't smoke, so I can't even say I was on some high shit. But I was just like, yo, I was warming up some Pop-Tarts. I said, let me put some of this cream cheese on these Pop-Tarts. See what's what. Shit wasn't bad either.
Cream cheese on a what?
On a Pop-Tart.
Nigga, why?
Strawberry Pop-Tart. Why not? I agree. I just told you why I had cream cheese on deck and I need to do something with it before it just expires. I said, fuck it. I got some Pop-Tarts here. I got some cream cheese in the refrigerator. Let me see how this work out. Smeared a little bit of cream cheese on the Pop-Tart. That shit was okay. And it was a lot better than I even expected, because I think maybe I did it on some, as you said, why? And why for me is like, why not? You know what I mean? So I was like, yeah, fuck it. Why not? Let's try it. And I'm thinking maybe this shit tastes crazy, whatever. The crazy shit is, it's fine. It tastes fine, because I'm one of these people that used to always like a bagel with cream cheese and jelly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Cream cheese and jelly, it's a beautiful mix, you know? So this is basically a similarity, just a processed version of, you know, some type of pastry with cream cheese and jelly on it. But I preface all that to say I think I'm going to cap this segment of just eating bullshit curiosity plates with I want to go ahead. I want to try that chicken Big Mac. I want to try that shit.
Oh, shit. I tried that shit.
Talk to me, nigga. I'ma have it too, but you give me your take. I'ma have it. Tell me what you feel. Before you tell me what you feel, let me tell you what I'm excited about. My thing is, well, what I've heard and what I'm excited about. One, I heard I might have to get some extra mac sauce because they said it tastes like it don't have enough mac sauce on there. And that's one of the biggest parts of the
probably the a person, probably a place a by place scenario.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Some people might be more liberal.
Yeah.
And then the other thing was what I'm excited about, because I'm not a big fan of the McChicken.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan. I'll do it if push come to shove every so often, whatever, just to, you know, but that's not on my top tier McDonald's product.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I understand, it's not McChicken. It's from what they telling me, it's almost like a big ass chicken nugget patty, which kind of excites me. That's what
McDonald's kind of got. A couple of different chicken sandwiches. You know, you got the country style crispy whatever, which is a bigger patty. Then you got the McChicken when it's kind of like a slim, you know what I'm saying, some type of manufactured chicken sandwich. And then you got these Big Mac chickens.
Okay. Yeah, so go ahead. Talk to me.
So
what you think?
I can't say if it felt like a chicken nugget. Well, anyway, let me break it down. So, you know what I'm saying? It's late, trying to get home, fucking hungry as fuck, and knowing that it was no prepared food at the crib. Mm-hmm. So,
I'm, you know, cruising down. All right, McDonald's open. Let me just pull in there. I'll probably get, you know what I'm saying, a little traditional.
What's your go-to? What's your go-to?
Like, you know, depends on what I'm on. But most of the time, if I'm, and I don't do McDonald's that often, but if I'm in a, in a tight like that, I fuck with a double cheeseburger for sure. No onions. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with a fish sandwich. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a filet of fish cat.
You know what I mean? Salute. And then, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? But I pull into the spot. And I had seen on the fucking Instagram that Kasanen had a little deal with McDonald's and had a little signature sandwich. Then he chose to do a chicken Big Mac. And I'm like, wow, that's it. So I pull up. And I wasn't even thinking about that shit. And then I saw the picture of the shit. I'm like, oh, shit, that's the Kasanen shit.
Did they have a photo of Kyle? Or they just
no, nigga, just the fucking sandwich.
I feel like they haven't been putting him forward on this one.
Nah, they been holding back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stealing the nigga IP.
Come on, chat.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm saying, I'm sure he got the check, though. So I see it. I'm like, oh, shit, you know, the picture, they make it look good. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, I'm going to fuck with that Kasanen. So I ordered the shit. I got it. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm starving. So I'm breaking my own rule because I don't eat in the car, but I'm going to eat in the car tonight because I'm fucking starving. So I bust it open. You know what I'm saying? And it's strange because the patties, they don't necessarily fit the buns that well. You see what I'm saying? The shape of it, you know what I'm saying? It's like sliding all over the place because it don't really... It don't fit. It don't stick in the sandwich.
Not meant for that.
Nah.
So, are they, okay. So they too big the for the buns?
You say what?
Are they too, is it the patties too big? Too. Or
Well, okay. Yeah, they're a little, no, they odd shaped. You know what I'm saying? They not round. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, it's like an odd shape. One corner sticking out. You know what I'm saying?
On the cartoon. Top
one. And then there's another corner on the bottom one so it don't match up. You know what I'm saying? So you got to hold that bitch tight to hold everything together. You know what I'm saying? So that's the first thing you notice before you get to the taste, right? You know what I'm saying? You got to be in control of your handling of the scenario.
Because you can go crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Because it'll be slipping and sliding, and that's not what you want. So so once
you
I
must
got
have had enough mac sauce if your shit is slipping and sliding.
Yeah, it got enough mac sauce. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But then that's the trippy part. Because when you bite into the chicken, you smell the chicken, you taste the chicken, you don't expect the Big Mac flavor, which, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's the artisanal part of it. Like, ooh, wait a minute. This is not supposed to go together. You know what I'm saying? Now you start to match it up in your brain. Like, okay, this can go together. And then you get the, and then it's, you know, then you're off to the races. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. You know what I mean? It ain't like it's the most tastiest chicken, but it's Big Mac sauce. And the Big Mac sauce offsets it and throws you into, I'm a kid again. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think it's more of a nostalgia play than a real situation that I'm going to do often.
Right.
But it's like, I'm in the future, but I'm in the past. I'm at Chick-fil-A, but I'm at McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
I like that. Yo, I got to say, just as a side, maybe not. I think I've said it here before, but maybe I don't know if I always want to say all that. I was going to say I think Chick-fil-A is overrated, but
Possibly.
It's overrated. It's not bad. But it's not as great as everybody make it seem to be. It's solid.
I don't even think they make it just be great. I've never heard Chick-fil-A say we got the greatest chicken ever.
Chick-fil-A, it's the people. But go ahead.
Yeah, I think the exciting part about Chick-fil-A is the fucking service, man. The fucking operation.
Oh, yes.
Nigga. Except, if y'all got a choice, and this is a real fucking thing. There is a fucking Popeyes right here. A Chick-fil-A right next door, McDonald's right down the street, fucking cookout right next to McDonald's, right? And I got to make a decision in the middle of like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, nigga. Popeye's line, drive-through line is in the middle of the main street, nigga, taking up one lane.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't moving. I know Chick-fil-A could be down to the next fucking traffic light. And that shit's still gonna move. You still gonna be out of there in 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So you choose that over what you think tastes best. I do.
Right.
More times than not. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, goddamn, I just need to get this burn off me and keep it moving.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're the system that they've built beats the quality or even the quantity of options. You know what I'm saying? It's like I might be walking past you. I don't want that shit, but goddamn, I know I could get out of there in 5 minutes with something that's going to be aight and lemonade going to be popping and shit. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to break the bank. You know what I'm saying? It, you know, it ain't a greasy burger.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. So, they got good service. I'll give them that. Except the one on my block.
But I feel like they found a niche within the niche. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, y'all could beat me making some chicken, but you can't beat me getting that shit out the door. And I bet you I could sell 25 of these chicken sandwiches before you sell fucking 3 boxes of chicken.
Mm.
And that's what they went with.
Study. It's another Muhammad study. So, just to put a button on this whole situation, scale of 1 to 10, what you giving that chicken Big Mac?
Oh, in reality, I give it a 6. But in fucking experience, the excitement of actually trying it, I give it an 8.
Wow. Interesting.
Because it's actually a great idea. It's a great look. And once you put the two things together, it's like a moment, but it fizzles real quick in my mind.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't like, oh, shit, I got to do that shit again. Hell.
Right. No, it ain't like that. I hear. It's like cream cheese on the bacon, egg, and cheese. It might be fun to try. And then you just like, I get it. It's done.
But I'm not a natural Big Mac person anyway. See what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
You know what was my McDonald's shit?
What?
For a long time, we couldn't eat McDonald's because they cooked with lard. And then once they changed from lard, it was like a thing.
It's beef
tallow. Then they had the, at that time, they had come out with the Arch Deluxe.
Yeah, I remember that with the two different boxes.
Well, it was like two sides to the box and shit.
Yeah, it's a big ass box. It was like two. Yeah,
and then you had a cool side, the cool side with the lettuce and tomatoes, and then you had a hot side with the burger.
Yeah,
whatever the fuck they was using on that shit was good. I don't know what they never did it again, and it never tastes the same again. But that shit was a hype. You know what I'm saying? That shit was a hype, my nigga.
What was it? You saying the patty itself was different than
the patty was different, but it was just something seasoning wise that they did different on that burger. And I can't tell you. Maybe some McDonald's people out there may know, but I don't know. But that Arch Deluxe was popping.
Yeah, that was a good one. I forgot all about it. That was years ago, but yeah, I like the marketing of that shit. Do you remember? I think I asked you about this before. You don't remember Burger Buddies?
No.
I think that was some Burger King shit. It was like basically two small cheeseburgers, but they were like Siamese twins. Like they were stuck together, two small cheeseburgers. I guess the buns were like stuck together. There's two little patties in there. They sell them. You know what I mean? It's just Burger Buddies. Yeah. Let me see who did the Burger Buddy shit. But yeah, let us know in the comments what is your go-to McDonald's order. If you even fuck with McDonald's, let us know if you fuck with McDonald's. Everybody, so many people are like, don't fuck with McDonald's. I mean, every so often. But let me know when that every so often hit, or if you just full-fledged a McDonald's motherfucker, what is your go-to? And also, if you've had that chicken Big Mac, and what do you rate it on a scale of 1 to 10?
Somebody mad. Them know it's a Big Mac motherfuckers. Like, this nigga don't know nothing about no Big Mac.
Why you think that? Well, we ain't slandered the Big Mac.
I gave the chicken Big Mac a mid number.
Oh, yeah. Nah, they, yeah, is what it is. They were doing that. That's some shit that they was doing in London for a while, or in the UK, or in Europe or whatever. They was doing it for sure. London, I want to say. Yeah, for like a couple years ago, they rolled it out. It was like one of them things that, you know, how they be piloting certain shit in certain regions or whatever. Mm-hmm. That I kind of wanted to try way back then. You know, Smudge, you know, so funny. And this is just a tribute to gluttony and restraint. You know what I'm saying? So that's the yin and yang sometimes where I'm at in life. But as much as I love a fillet of fish, I've never to this day, and that might change, but I've never to this day ordered the double fillet of fish. I've never done that.
That seems like a little bit much.
It's like a lot, right?
Niggas get the fish fillet on a fake, I'm being healthy today.
All right, if I'm gonna go to McDonald's,
I'm gonna get the healthiest shit I can get. But right, getting two of them bitches on one fucking pack on one sandwich defeats the whole fucking purpose.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh shit, yeah, man.
Anyway. It's crazy.
Oh shit. What else is cracking? Anything else going on with you? We ain't watching nothing right now. I know Kanan is coming back.
When they come back?
I don't know. I think maybe sooner than we think. And maybe it's like top of November, I wanna say. Okay. Something like
that. Okay, that's gonna be a good time.
Yeah, you watching anything? I ain't really been watching much.
No, I didn't watch nothing. I was gonna hit you this weekend to see if we was watching something, but we ain't
watching nothing.
I ain't watching. I'm walking though.
We walk.
Exercise, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I try to walk every day, about 3 miles. That's my normal little shit. Because I had to get my weight back up, you know what I'm saying? Not my weight as in pounds, but like my strength, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they also were like, you got to walk, you know, keep your heart good and shit like that, exercise.
Right.
And then, see, I can't really do a lot of motions, you know what I'm saying? Bending over and up and down, I can't do all that shit. So that shit get me dizzy and get me sick. But the walking is cool, you know what I'm saying? I've been getting a lot better at it. You know what I'm saying? Before I was a little wobbly. Now I could do it. You know what I'm saying? But now my body is like used to it. Like, nigga, time to walk, nigga, let's go. You know what I'm saying? Like a little dog, you know what I'm saying? Ain't about to get walked. And, you know, again, it don't feel like you doing much, but you know what I'm saying? It helps the process. But what it makes me want to do is more things. And I'm trying to figure out the more different types of exercises that a nigga can get into without hurting itself. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying? Getting sick. So my walk game, I usually do it not early in the morning, but like earlier in the day. Like if a nigga take lunch at 12, you know what I'm saying? I like get out like 10:30, do my shit. And then I just head up. You know, I like to walk inside of the shit where there's a lot of action. You know what I'm saying? I hate doing shit. But it's just you just doing it to do it. Like riding a bike on a fucking inside the house on a machine.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, that ain't riding no bike. like to get out. Now you get out into these Midtown, Atlanta. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You seeing the people. You run into some people you may know, you know what I'm saying? You start to see some people that live around here that's kind of like your neighbors and shit. Oh, shit, I know that guy. You know what I'm saying? But you don't know him and shit. So,
right, yeah.
But walking, it gives you enough space to look at what's going on, recognize shit, be in your own world, you know what I'm saying? All at the same time. Like, if you running, like, you running, you know what I'm saying? You just seeing blurs of shit and, you know what I'm saying? Cause you're trying to track your breath. You know what I mean?
Right.
Walking, you just be in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, shit. Well,
you're in the mix.
Yeah, you're in the mix. And I enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? I've never been an exercise type person. Not since high school where you played some sports or some shit. So it's getting me off the bench. It's getting me in the game. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I appreciate that. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to find a route that I could expand it to about 5 miles, but where it won't take me all day. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to figure out the best route to do that. And
And again, and we got the Beltline here, and I might have talked about it here, but I think that shit is the best invention of any city. You know what I'm saying? As far as greenways is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've studied a lot of them, but I ain't never seen none that is well executed. And it ain't even finished yet. When they finish, and it's like a 28-mile loop around the city, the inner city of Atlanta, that shit gonna be crazy. Because it's not only a place to go to, you know what I'm saying, to walk and exercise, but in the sections where they have the development, and they got apartments and people that live there, you got headquarters, Kroger headquarters, you got MailChimp over there, you got restaurants, you got different bars. It's all this different shit. You got a park, got a skate park. You know what I'm saying? You could get off the Beltline and like go down into the neighborhood, and then there's restaurants that support it. So it's like you could do anything socially in this space. And, you know, cover charge, you could be broke. Like, if I was a broke person, if I had this when I was broke, nigga, it'll be on. Because you ain't got to pay for shit. You know what I'm saying? Say you got a little bit of money. You might got $3 or something. You could go into Kroger, which is on the Beltline, get you a little snack. You know what I'm saying? Sit down, chill, watch the people walk by. Then you could walk up. You go to the park, do some park shit. You know what I'm saying? Get your skateboard, do some skateboard shit. Or you could just run, exercise, bike, scooter, or just watch people. And you have all these neighborhoods that's connected through this shit. You don't see the roads. People on the roads don't see you, don't see the Beltline. It's just somehow tucked in that motherfucker. And you got all these things to do at your fingertips every day. And not many places have that. Like, you go to move to a neighborhood, you might not even see your motherfucking neighbors because y'all don't have no shit to bring all y'all together. Might see them at Publix or the goddamn sports bar. But on a regular ass day, you just walk this bitch, you got all kinds of shit going on for free. And that's beautiful for a community to bring people together, to, you know, have conversations. Like, you got little black kids from the neighborhood, right? Just doing their thing, wilding out on the scooters, riding fast. But as a kid in many cities, probably in New York, maybe your only city, you're like in the middle of all this shit going on. And as a kid, you could participate just like anybody else. When most places have a velvet rope of some pay shit you got to do. Or, you know what I'm saying? When you could just go out that bitch and just be a fucking kid. You know? And mix it up and see all different kinds of things and people and shit that you wouldn't normally see. You're going to have a different perspective. I like that shit.
Good tourism ad for broke people and young children.
I mean, shit, if you got money, you really gonna have some fun because you could fucking bar hop and do all the shit you want to do. Eat over here, then walk down here, get some fucking dessert. You know what I'm saying? It's a good date for a motherfucker who trying to do that. You know what I'm saying?
If you got money, the world is your oyster. Niggas, you good everywhere. Everywhere. You ain't never there. That's what they talk about, the broke niggas. But it's cool. Like, look, man, there needs to be more programming. The thing about being broke is you have to be resourceful. If you're going to survive this shit, if you're going to enjoy life, if you still want to have some style of life, you know what I mean? Maybe not a lifestyle, but a style of life. You need to be resourced. You need to be tapped in. You need to know what's going on. And it's not wrong with that. That's the beauty of it, especially, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, man, get out there.
You're going to start where you start. So like Miami, right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. As a broke nigga, right? Man,
need to be real quick before you do this, because this could be an entry. You know how they got like a green book for black people that used to travel and shit? They need to be for niggas broke, for broke motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Like a green book.
Broke book.
For the little pamphlet. Yeah, the broke book. It can't, you know what I mean? It ain't green, obviously. You know, that's the problem. And it's the red book, because you're in the red financially.
Yeah. Okay. And see, even that shit, like, you could go to the store, say you budgeting, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know how niggas do a picnic, you know what I'm saying? You get your little bag, put your little bottle or something, you know what I'm saying? A couple of little cups, you know, little snacks and shit. Get you a little thing of
fried chicken from the Publix, you know what I'm saying, nigga? Mm-hmm. And hit the Beltline, nigga. You got places to sit, places to chill, places to pull up, nigga. It's mm-hmm. you with everybody. Nobody would ever know.
You good. You just got nothing to do.
As a broke nigga in Miami, the water was always a good place to get to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get yourself to the beach or the intercoastal or some shit, you gonna be in a good place. You know what I'm saying? You don't need no money. You just need to be able to get there. You know what I'm saying? My little think spot. You know what I'm saying? It's like on the intercoastal, a little further into the city, but it's just mm-hmm. like an opening to the bay. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like a little cut. Like, no, you wouldn't even know it's in that motherfucker. But you go through the trees, right. And then they got like a little, it would be like a little dock, but it's not a dock. It's just like a little motherfucking pergola sitting on the water. Mm. All mm-hmm. by itself. You're like, damn, who put this here? That was genius. You know what I'm saying? And once I discovered it, I would just slide out there sometimes just to think. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you be in the club and pull something out of there and you ain't got no money. Shit, I go sit right down that water, motherfuckers be like, God damn, what's this? You know what I'm saying? This the think spot. You know what I'm saying? And you had to find them places, but they usually, you know what I'm saying, in solitude, or unless you go to the beach and you see people walking up and down. But it ain't really, you know what I'm saying, if you're not on the sand, niggas don't take too kindly of you just sitting in front of the establishment. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's where the Beltline give you mm-hmm. all this shit. You could do all that shit. They got benches for your ass to just be. They got shit for you, man. And mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? This is a long Beltline commercial, but I endorse it.
Yeah, that's what's up. There it is. There it go, the Beltline. You know what? Some shit. Some early broke shit back in the day. They don't have it no more, and I kind of hate it. I don't even know. Maybe it used to be nationwide, and I was surprised they even had it in New York, but they don't have it anymore. Do you remember second-run movie theaters?
Second-run movie theaters? I ain't even never heard that.
I don't even – I mean, I think that's more like the – that might be like the textbook title of them. But like the $3 theaters. Do you remember these?
Yeah, I think I remember hearing shit like that.
Dog, there used to be one in Atlanta. I want to say that shit was at Phipps. But at the top, it might be $5. But I remember on 50th Street, right past where the old Def Jam building was, mm-hmm. there used to be a movie theater. And they call it second run theaters because, like, say the Matrix premiered, we're in October. Say the Matrix premiered the end of July.
Mm-hmm.
That shit would be playing at the theater now. So you get to watch the Matrix. And this is well before Blockbuster was around, but this mm-hmm. is before Netflix and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So Blockbuster was around. This was like in that middle time before it's going to Blockbuster, but it's not in the theaters no more.
Mm-hmm.
There would be these little theaters where it'd be like $3, maybe $5 at the most of a ticket, probably like $3. And you could go get that movie experience for $3. I mean, you see in the Matrix late, but you still in the movie theater. This mm-hmm. shit was a vibe. Like, this shit was, it felt like something. You know, that was something I remember doing that. You know, talking about being in the mix. I remember Grant's Tomb. That shit used to be crazy, like, on the Wednesday. Like, just walking and being in the mix is always, always good when you ain't got mm-hmm. no money. You right. know what I mean?
Right.
Art openings, a gallery. You know what I'm saying?
He's sophisticated, like, brokey.
Yeah. Oh, you got it. Cause that's what you trying to. You broke, but you not trying to settle there. You aspirational. You aspirational. So you want to be. You want to rub shoulders with people who you think got it, but they might just be broke like you with a sport jacket on. You know what I'm saying? Sipping $4 white wine that they don't. Nobody knows $4. It's in a glass.
No doubt.
But Yeah. Let us know. Let us know in the comments. What's your favorite broke activity?
You need to put that shit together.
The book.
Broke book activities and shit.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Shit, man, I feel like we've talked quite a bit.
Yeah, man, we talked about it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, shit. I think that's enough. We had some time. We had a couple laughs with y'all and shit. We always start off very existential and introspective. Yeah, we got into some laugh at this shit. I hope y'all enjoyed this because, you know, like, listen, it ain't cost you nothing except some time. But I appreciate y'all kicking it with us, as always. I will say this. Award season's coming up, you know, meaning in the conversation, awards is coming up. We're starting to get our categories together. If you got, you want to pitch any ideas for a category, or if you got some people that you would like to, you know, if y'all want to start your to be considered, you know what I'm saying, for your consideration campaigns, if you got some people out there, you know, start sending them our way. We already starting to compile some of our categories. I think it's going to be fun this year. But, yeah, look out for the ITC Awards. And shit, I think that's about all I got to say. What else you gonna say? Anything all right,
man,
to him?
That's it, man. Shit, I'm good, man. I'm
good. Well, there you go. I'll tell you that.
Talked it out.
And talked it all the way out. Talked it out and walked it out. Shout out to DJ Unk. Shout out to DJ Clark Kent. You know what I mean? And until next time, tell a friend to tell a friend,
even an enemy,
to get in the conversation. We out.